Dara McLean with Wanted on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And it's true. God wants you.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I want right now. I want it to be the end of Friday. We'll get through the day soon enough.
It's 6:10.
I know. I'm just excited for that weekend that you were telling me about.
It's coming.
Yeah. But I also need to know what day it is.
Well, it's April 11th. Mm-hmm. Let's start with that.
Okay.
And yeah, so there were different holidays today, like always. That is how we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I go to a calendar or four online, and I look at all the different weird holidays that we as people have decided need to be on April 11th. I pick two that are real, and I make a third one up, and you and Beth are going to try to guess which day is the made-up day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't really been keeping tally this week, but you've been doing pretty well.
I've had a couple of good days.
Yeah, a couple of good days.
Yeah.
Time for that to end. Okay,
oh,
so
that's
all right. Either way. So we got National 8-Track Tape Day.
Yay. What's that?
That's the question a lot of people are asking. Very popular format in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah. My grandparents had 8-track tape players. So, yeah.
And I'm old enough to remember their existence, but mm-hmm. not to have ever owned one.
Like I have never family. Owned yeah, one. Yeah, no, so. But no, I remember them.
One of the early tapes.
Mm-hmm.
But so today you can celebrate that. I bet if you go looking, you can probably still buy 8-tracks and 8-track for
somewhere.
Players and something.
Yeah.
It seems like every form of medium has its fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have National Write It in Your Journal Day.
Okay.
Good day to personal storytelling, mm-hmm. self-reflection.
Yeah.
Pull out that journal.
Alrighty.
If I pulled mine out, it'd be like, I haven't seen you in 40 years. It exists.
Mine would be like, okay, which pile did I put the last one in? Because I journal a lot. So, yeah.
I would need to make the digital transition because
mm-hmm.
I used to, when I did have one in like high school, I wrote and you can't read it.
Yeah.
So I'd have to type it and that's never going to happen. So, okay. and then finally, we have National Cheese Fondue Day.
Ooh, fondue.
I just want cheese. It can be in the fondue form or...
I was just going to say, just put your head in the pot. This is great.
Why would I dip anything other than my face in that? Anyway,
get a straw.
Because anything you're dipping is just a mode of transportation for the cheese to your
that's
face.
That's right.
To your mouth.
It's a vehicle.
I don't think I've no, that's true. I've had fondue like once or twice.
Oh, really?
Remember we got a fondue pot for Christmas one year and we used it once.
Mm.
And I think we kept it for like 5 years and then went to a thrift store. So anyway, like the idea, too much work behind
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah, and you can't really do fondue for one, you know.
No.
So I'm not gonna fondue.
Well, you can. You can. Well, it's really sad, but you sure can. No one's stopping you.
That's like taking a jar of like that cheese spread and putting it in the microwave. That's
there you go. I mean,
fondue.
That is fondue for one. That should be a thing. The spread should have the name on the can, fondue for one, and market it that way.
Yeah, as a gourmet variety or something like that. Whoa, I could make some money off of this.
This recording right now is copywritten.
That's right.
this is your proof of patent.
Yep. I'm going for the trademark. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, now I really want it to be cheese fondue day right now. I really do. Oh, that's funny. Okay. 8-track tape day, write it in your journal or cheese fondue.
I feel like these are better choices than yesterday.
I know. Oh, this is great. I'm gonna say you made up National Write It in Your Journal Day.
It has been a good week for
wow.
you. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, I need to up my game. Was it just too generic? Maybe I don't know.
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean.
She's on to me, folks.
Because I can see people, you know, wanting to, you know, celebrate the 8-tracks.
Yeah.
Maybe just because, you know, it's an eclectic thing. And then cheese. You can't go wrong with cheese.
I think my problem is that so many of the days I come up with exist somewhere. And so if I try to come up with one that's on its own, it's usually too boring. And anyway, not that writing things in your journal is boring.
Oh, no.
But
I recommend it.
Yeah. Just that's not today.
We're not celebrating that
so
today.
So celebrate National 8-Track Day with your own personal fondue.
Fondue for one.
Here's Firm Foundation, Cody Carnes, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.